Okay, so you're talking about DMR 3025. That's the Saskatchewan link for DMR, the talk group, and I've been on it, and I can't remember. I think that's when I first talked to you, and I guess somehow are you monitoring 3025, or how do you determine that? How did you determine that I was on? On 3025 at the time? Question mark, and back to you.
VE5RGM returning. I'm not sure on your question there. Maybe I missed part of it there at the beginning there, but I just listed to Doug there different ways of connecting here up with us and kind of the best routes for anybody. So with the less timing issues and that sort of thing. If you want, I can list them again there for you. You had a question with DMR. DMR here is out of Saskatoon, and Rob looks after that part of it, VE5 Alpha Alpha Sierra. That's kind of, I think, in the cloud there. Cloud server, how he's got that set up. But it's 30252 is the DMR channel number, I guess, node number. Over.
Okay, you're talking a little bit of Greek. So you're saying that Rob AAS has got a node 30252, which connects DMR in, and that must be going to, and he has a repeater there too. Is that correct, or back to you?
Just actually a station that's allowing people to connect up with us through DMR, and it's linked and bridged with the All-Star 51394, which has got Echolink on it as well, which is the VE5HAW -R. And of course, it's bridged also with the reflector 9300. So, the digital side there. It's even though I have connected to it and tried it out, it works great. But the details of how he's got it set up is you'd have to contact him directly to get the proper information there, Eldon. That's the deal there, I guess, connect 24/7 if you like, or come in whichever way, whichever mode that you're planning on using as a connection there, what's available to you there, VE5ALD, VE5RGM.
VE5RJM from VE5 Alpha Lima Delta. Okay, you keep going over my head here. When you give me all these node names, so there's a difference, the IRLP node names or numbers and the DMR talk groups, those are different numbers, is that correct? But 9300 sounds like a unique number for the Saskatchewan IRLP, and 51394 is some kind of a DMR node. Is that correct? Back to you.
No, negative. DMR is 30. 0252 is the node number that you want to connect to if you've got DMR radio. If you wanted to connect to All-Star, that's 51394. Each one of these systems has its own dashboard, listing the various connections. You can go to the status page on IRLP see all the people that are connected on the Reflector 9300. And you can see all the people there connected. If you go to All-Star, then there's that Supermon link that I had sent you. And you can click on there, and that's where you were seeing the bubble chart. So that's for there. And then, of course, you can also see the Echolink stations connected on there as well. You won't see the Echolink stations on the bubble chart, but you'll see them listed on, within the dashboard there. Hopefully some of that helps you out there. Not sure if you want, you can maybe contact me another day tomorrow maybe or something like that, and we can maybe go over it a little bit more. But which mode did you want to connect up with the system there is the question I asked you there. Back to you.
You're right. Things are sort of getting clearer, but they're also getting more confused. I need a lot more time to settle all this information. So that's my main goal, is just to try and understand it. So connecting with you, we could try anything. If I knew what time, we could get together. So DMR, I can't remember if I've contacted you on Saskatchewan Talk Group 3025. So that's one way you can get in. The other way I can get in is with Echolink, and I think you said use HAW, I believe, B5HAW on Echolink. So that's one way to get in. I believe that says Kenora, that was CU. And the other way, of course, is I can hit, maybe I talked to you on the Saskatoon's 97 repeater. If I can get to a little larger antenna, I can go in that way. So I'm very, very slowly feeling my way around and just asking as many questions as I can. I wouldn't mind talking to you anytime you're free. I do hear you on the air. Quite often I've got my hands full of something else, but let's talk some more whenever it's convenient. Back to you.
Yeah, you're correct there. So you're getting it there, Eldon. It can be confusing there, you know. But if you start off with just, what you have there for connections, and then start there, which one to connect to, and the Echolink one is VE5HAW-R. Make sure you don't, because maybe a VE5HAW, you won't find that station there under the users. So it's, when it's linked on other systems, like a repeater, for example, it'll either come up -R. When it's a simplex node, for somebody to come up as a -L, that's just a link. So that's the difference between those different types of stations. And then, of course, there's conferences, and that's where several people can connect at once. But with Echolink, they've allowed extra users to connect on where you don't have to become a conference. So in our situation, we can have currently 20 set up for 20 users on Echolink connecting at the same time. We've never reached that. We've always had maybe five at the most.
B-E-7-L-Z.
So we were able to connect those people, link them up with the rest of the system. And yeah, it's under my call sign there as well. And I've been kind of meaning to change that, but I've been thinking of a different name, but it should be actually SaskWarn, because that's the name of the whole network, and it's linked up with the whole network, so it should be a SaskWarn is what we should maybe name it instead of my personal call sign, because yeah, to many users can be kind of confusing, because it's like you're connecting directly to me instead of the system maybe that you're wanting to, but in regards, it's the same thing. So so hopefully I didn't confuse you more, but yeah, let's carry this conversation on another day, another time, and we'll say 7-3s. Tomorrow I'm going to Regina, so I won't be on the system all that much, but the day after and so forth, I'll be around. So we'll maybe say 73s and pass it back over to Doug, and Doug pass it back to you there. VA5DCP V5RJM. Go ahead there, Doug.
V5DCP. Randy, since you're coming to the city, what's your timeline like tomorrow? I was wondering if I'd grab coffee with you.
VE5COVLV. I would also be interested in joining in with that as well.
Well, we'll be hitching up for lunch sometime, so I'll be doing my running around there probably before lunch, some of it, and then I might, my appointment there is at 12:50, so I'll probably get that out of the way, and then we'll probably go for some lunch, kind of a lunch supper, and then head her back. If you got your radio on, I'll give a caller out there, or I can send you guys a text message there if you, I've got yours, Doug. Cole, I don't think I have your phone number, so I can text you where to meet and that sort of thing, or where we're going to be meeting up for lunch. And that'd be probably the best time to catch me, because I try to get away from the city as early as I can. So, kind of go in, do my business, and get out. So the only time we really sit around and can talk a little bit is when I'm having lunch. So if you're okay with that, we can definitely meet up. Pass it back to, I'll pass it over to Cole then. You pass it over to Doug there, Cole. V5CLV in the group V5RJM. How does that work with you there? And if you could send me your contact information, that would be fine there. Back to you.
VE5RJM, VE5COV, returning you there. Yep, I'll send you an email with my contact there, number. Also, speaking of which, I got your email there with, but the, that you sent me there with the information there for the schedule and stuff of that. That was great. I passed along to our Regina Ham group, because there's a lot of them asking. We had some new members and stuff asking, you know, what time things were and all that kind of stuff. We had a whole conversation. Anyways, yeah, I'll do that. Yep. Speaking of which, repeaters. Davidson, that one's been down for about a month. Not sure what's happened to that. Anyways, over to Doug there. Sorry, I forgot his call sign. He's up 5, COV, clear.
Over to you there, Doug, VA5DCP.